Live from Los Angeles, it's the At Home Edition of the Life Changes lights, Show.
Lights, look at the bright lights. We'll be swimming.
With tonight's guest, retired psychology professor and author, look Dr. Anna Harvey.
Night sky, look at the night sky with the stars.
And musical guest, Alexis Arai. I am Mark Lejeune, and now our host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio. Long time ago, Dorothy shared with me a phrase. And I thought the phrase was very nice, and then I moved on. And then a while later, she asked me, do you remember that phrase I shared with you? And I said, I remember you sharing a phrase. I don't remember exactly what it was. And she says, I want to tell it to you again so you can not only remember it, but say it to yourself as often as possible. And I said, that sounds very nice. And she told me the phrase. She wrote it for me. 4 years ago, we had it as an Ask Dorothy. She used it a couple years ago. She used it again. And just recently, I have been thinking, I might want to say that phrase because it is starting to have significance to me that Dorothy had shared with me that it would, and it didn't yet until I started to come into the understanding of the phrase. The phrase was this: I am the divine child of God. I am the light. I am the power in my world. Only good comes to me and from me. Well, lo and behold, I see a book cover and it says, only good comes to me. And I said, Dorothy, look. And I said, Mark, look. And Mark says, where have you been? I've been connecting with that phrase for a long time. And Dorothy says, I told you that long time ago. How many times have I told you that? Well, now we have somebody else that could tell us I told you that. And that is music with our musical guest, Alexis Arai, all on the Life Changes Show right after this.
Have you felt inspired to meditate but you just can't? Do you suffer from anxiety but fidget toys just make you more fidgety? Want to replace negative self-talk in your head that keeps bringing you down? Introducing the latest self-help solution, Phi Beads. Transformational beaded jewelry inspired by ancient wisdom, science, math, and psychology. All Phi Beads are designed to incorporate the powerful Fibonacci sequence, nature's mathematical formula that has shaped our existence from the beginning of time. The Fibonacci sequence, also known as the golden mean or the golden ratio, is recognized by our conscious and unconscious mind and resonates as order out of chaos, like we see in plants, flowers, seashells, ocean waves, the pyramids, and in our own body. Not only beautiful, they feel good to wear. Phi beads can help anchor tranquility, positivity, focus, and structure in your life by doing the Phi meditation. Phi meditation helps you harness the power of I am, or intention, affirmation, and manifestation. Affirm the life you want. Get your set of Phi Beads at PhiBeads.com. That's Phi, P-H-I, Beads.com. You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Vortex Dome LA on the BBS Radio Network with your host, the Master of Change, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows on our archive page at LifeChangesShow.com, which include luminaries such as comedian Michael Collier, actress Gabriella Wright, performing artist James Hood, and author Ken Honda. Email your comments and questions to info@lifechangesnetwork.com or askdorothy@lifechangesshow.com. You can also comment via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I am Filippo. This is the Life Changes Show at Home Edition. And I am online with our producer and co-host, Mark Lejeune.
With everything going on in this world, I can't think of a better time for only good to come to all of us.
Thank you, Mark. Agreed. Well, our guest is a retired psychology professor and an established author of several successful books in the genre of education and metaphysics. Can't wait to jump into the conversation with her. Welcome to the show, Dr. Anna Harvey.
Thank you so much, and I really appreciate you having me on. It, you know, only good comes to me. It's such a wonderful message, but it's actually how energy works. Everything that shows up in your life is good for you. We are here for spiritual growth. We are here for expansion. Everything that shows up, no matter how you label it, is good for you. Because you can transcend that, you can learn from it, and you can actually use that energy to show your own strength, how you move through challenges. So, you know, we're all energy. It's all about frequency. There is no such thing as bad coming to you. If it came to you, you attracted it to yourself, and it is there for you. It's an opportunity for growth. In every single way, whether that's for abundance, whether that's to teach you something, we only learn in two ways. We either learn through pain or we learn through love. But whatever shows up is there to teach you. And it's not about materialism, although working with energy creates a whole bunch of abundance and prosperity into your life. It improves finances. It can improve relationships. But everything that shows up in your life, don't ever get hung up on any kind of challenge or a loss of something, because that can only make you stronger and teach you to use energy so that you can fulfill not only all your dreams, but your own expansion and your soul's expansion in this lifetime and in the next, because you actually carry that frequency with you into the spiritual world. So again, thank you for having me on the show. I'm thrilled to be here, and I'm always, you know, thrilled to talk about how only good comes to me should be looked at from a very positive perspective, no matter what shows up in your life.
So you actually have, you say that there's no such thing as negative. I like the word that you use instead.
It's discords. Negative is, nothing is really negative. It's just discordant energy. So it's not a label of negative or a positive. Nothing is ever really negative or positive. You're either feeling good about it, or it's discordant energy that must be transmuted towards something better, to a higher frequency.
So in the world, we're all experiencing something right now, and each in our very different ways, and some people in some very, very dramatic ways. It's hard, I know, for most of us to say that this is good. So how can we, how do we justify this, a moment like this, not necessarily just this, but moments like this in our lives, like losing a job?
When you lose a job, that is, maybe you weren't in the right position to begin with. You know, everything that happens to you, again, is for your own growth. If you lost a job, if you lost a relationship, or even what we're going through right now with the COVID, with all the changes that we have to make, look at all the positive things that are coming out of that. You know, if you never had challenges in your life, how would you know how strong you are? How would you know what you're made of? How would you know what improvements have to be made in your life so that you can progress, so that you're not in that rut? So everything that happens to you does happen to you for a reason, and don't label it as negative. Label it as growth. Label it as energy that's discordant, that must be controlled, managed, and focused into something better. So don't get hung up on losing a job, because you know that there's another job around the corner. You know that there's another relationship around the corner. You know that COVID, as large, as impactful as it is in today's world, it's only a temporary problem. And this too shall pass. But when you come out on the other side of that, look how much stronger you would have come out. Look the self-esteem and the confidence that you will have gained, knowing that you can transcend anything. Look at the power that is within you. So that negative situation made you so much stronger, made you realize that you can transcend anything, and you can really direct energy for your highest good to even get benefit even out of a discordant situation.
So only good comes to me is a nice thing to say, maybe even a nice thing to think about. I know that it's more than just nice. At the same time, if one doesn't believe it, then it doesn't really get the results that we want, right?
Well, you know, you can't say that it doesn't get the results that you want, because if you're putting out low energy and you don't believe it, you're getting the results that you want.
Oh, wow.
I mean, you know, it is your free will to not accept positive or, you know, harmonious. See, as opposed to words like negative or positive, I choose to words like harmonious and discordant, which are much more fitting. Because nothing is ever positive or negative. Those are just human perceptions. Energy has to be managed. So energy doesn't know it's positive or negative. Energy is either harmonious or balanced, or it's discordant. It's not. You see what I mean? So, anything that comes into your life, just please know that, you know, you attracted that to you. And if your belief system does not support what is in your mind and what is in your emotions, because don't forget, thoughts trigger images in your mind. Images trigger your emotions, and your emotions trigger your physical activity, whether you're motivated, whether you're inspired. But if you don't have that belief, then you are getting what you're putting out. You see, the energy is impersonal. The energy doesn't care. The energy is just frequency, and it's going to give you exactly what you put out. That's what energy does. That's the power of law of attraction, law of vibration, law of frequency. The energy can only give you what you put out. So if you don't believe, you are getting exactly what you want. You don't believe it, so no, it's not going to come into your life.
So many people could say, yes, but you don't know what I did or what so-and-so did, or I regret this, or I have shame about that, or guilt. And I'm sure you've heard this before.
Right. And, you know, things like guilt, regret, shame, these are all painful energies that must be transmuted. There isn't enough energy in the world to change those things that have happened. But you can move forward by forgiveness, by unconditional love, and knowing that you've made a mistake, and using that as your stepping stone to further expansion. All of us, bar none, have made mistakes, things that we're truly sorry for now, that were painful mistakes. Whether you hurt someone or whether someone hurt you, these are things that must be forgiven, and you have to come from your heart center, and you have to make peace with those, because that is exactly what's going to trap you and hold you captive in lower vibrations, where you will not be able to create that abundance. Why? Because you could only attract what you are, okay? Not what you want to be. Energy only responds to what and who you are. So you can't hide that. So you must forgive. Everyone makes mistakes. Use it as, that is part of my expansion. This is part of my growth. And if these things, as painful as they may have been, they are now helping me. So you have to forgive yourself and forgive the other person, because this is all part of your growth and expansion. And that is why we are here. If we were perfect, we wouldn't be running around here, okay, with all of these issues. We're not perfect, okay? So we have to be able to understand that we as souls, as much as we want materialism, as much as we want nice and sparkly things and beautiful jewelry and nice cars and great relationships, we have to look at our soul first and our expansion within the soul. And that means including forgiveness in your life, okay, for yourself and others. You must forgive all pain, no matter how hard it's for you, it is going to be for you, or no matter, you know, how big you think that mistake was and how much regret or you know, anguish you have over it. It must be released for you to move on. It is the only way. You are doing yourself a favor. You are doing everyone around you a favor, because when you are actually vibrating higher through your own forgiveness, knowing that you're not perfect, but you have learned, you see, that's the perfect way to get rid of karma too. Once you realize and learn from that mistake and you're genuinely sorry, that karma is not going to come back to you and deal another lesson similar to what you just went through. So that pain will stop, but you must forgive yourself. And you know, one of the biggest things that I have found on the road when I do these seminars and workshops, people can forgive others, but they have a much more difficult time forgiving themselves. They really do. And that has to be addressed, because when you are forgiving yourself, you are actually doing them a favor too, and everybody around you, and the collective consciousness. Because if we all vibrate higher, we all act from a better place. We all act from a more heart-centered place. And that collectively raises the vibration of the planet. You're literally changing the world to a more harmonious place for all of us. So forgive yourself, people. You're doing it for all of us.
Well, what about the other person who was hurt by us? If we forgive ourselves, that other person still was hurt, right?
That other person still was hurt, but they also have to understand that somehow, somewhere, they've also had a part in this. No one is completely blameless. Mm-hmm. Okay, somewhere along the line, you had a part in this. And just as you are forgiving yourself, that person must forgive you. But it's much easier to forgive someone else. You know that. It's much harder to forgive yourself. That person, if you are genuinely sorry and you try to make amends, that person will forgive you. Okay? And if they don't forgive you, in time they will. Because emotions do lessen over time. People realize that things are not as large as they are in their mind after a little time moves forward. So it's that person will forgive. May not be today, may not be tomorrow, but they will forgive. You should.
It might not be in this lifetime.
Well, it will be in this lifetime.
It will.
It will be, because ultimately, people do come to the conclusion that they need to get rid of baggage to move forward, that it is actually stopping them from growth. You could only be responsible for your own actions, not for somebody else's. So if you've been hurt by someone, okay, you have to let that go and forgive that person as well. And like I said, that's much easier to do. It's much easier to forgive others than it is yourself. It really is. So...
You know, I know you said this in a way already, but when you were saying it before and I was taking notes during our conversation prior to the show, I wrote down, no amount of feeling bad can change a situation. And wow.
But that's true. That's true. But you know what will change a situation? Actual contrition, communication, and being honest with the other person and genuinely sorry. That will change the situation. But honestly, it all goes back to forgiveness. You've got to be able to work with forgiveness. It's a very hard thing for people to do, especially not so much, you know, if somebody hurts you. People tend to be, they do hold that grudge, but they will let that, they will release that sooner than you forgiving yourself for something that you have done.
Anna, you have come up with such a way of dealing with this systematically that you call LEP. This is all in your book, Good Things Come From. Actually, it's in several of your books, or at least a couple, right?
And yes, yes. It's all about energy work.
Right. And LEP stands for...
Lived experience phenomenon, because that's why we're here. This is a lived experience, and everybody's lived experience is a different phenomenon. You know, everybody's so unique. I mean, look at all of the people on this planet, and everybody's life is unique. And it's different, and it's cater made to them. So if, you know, if the source consciousness gave you this life, this lived experience phenomenon, and he gave you free will and gave you the energy that you are all a part of, that we're all a part of, why would we not be able to use that energy to create just like the source creates? The truth is, you can. People are powerful. People can do it. They can literally create the future that they want to face. Not only the life that they want to live, if only they balance their energy. They, if they only use the core of life frequencies, which are your mental, your emotional, your physical, sensory, and your spiritual frequencies, if you can get those in alignment into a harmony, and my book, Only Good Comes to Me, you know, you can get that at www.lepeducation.com, not only tells you how you can reach those frequencies, but it can, you also will be able to identify where you are vibrating in each one of these frequencies, so that only good can come to you much faster, because you will start learning through love, not pain. There's only two ways to learn on this planet, through our consciousness. You can either learn through love or you can learn through pain. But once you understand that you can actually balance your vibrational frequencies and you can raise higher, now you're learning through love. I mean, come on. Why would you not want to try that, you know?
All right. So how does one know if one is out of balance?
Oh, very easily. Do you have peace and joy in your heart? Oh, have you forgiven yourself for everything? Have you forgiven others for everything? When you use the assessments as to how to identify your vibrational frequencies that are in the book, you look for patterns, mental patterns, emotional patterns, behavioral patterns. And you can, I mean, you literally can take the assessment and says, wow, geez, I had no idea that I'm in a lack and survival mode. Okay, forget about joy and peace. So it's, I'm sorry. But a lot of people don't realize that, you know why? Because we're so caught up in our lives, especially now. You know, I mean, people are out of jobs. They're worried about food. They're worried about relationships. There's just so much going on. But, you know, peace and joy in your heart is eternal. No matter what goes on in your life, if you can only maintain that peace and joy, you'll live longer for sure, because you won't have all these physical issues that, you know, that are being caused by stress. So it's just, go ahead. I don't mean to. I'm used to seminars where I talk for like 2 hours, so I'm not used to interruptions.
Especially during this time, I share things with different people, I have had people answer me back in ways that I wasn't expecting, and then if I talk to them again and they answer in the same way. And I thought, oh, they're teaching me how to talk to them, or if I want to talk to them at all. And I read one of the phrases at part of your book, every day you are making yourself who you are and creating your future. Same kind of thing.
Exactly. And people don't realize that, you know, you're just going about your business, but you don't realize that every moment that you breathe, with your every breath, you are creating your own future with your every breath, from a mental, emotional, physical, spiritual vibration. I mean, from consciousness fields. With every single breath that you take, every conversation that you have, because energy will bring you back exactly what you are putting out. The law of attraction, the law of vibration, and the law of polarity states, what you put out is exactly what you are going to get. So be cognizant of the words that are coming out of your mouth. Be cognizant of the feelings, of the emotions within your heart. Be cognizant of your belief systems. Because every single day, if you are not aligned, you're going to get exactly who you are, what you are putting out. Every single day, every single minute. So if you're having a bad day, look around you. What are you doing what have you put out there to create this? Because karma's coming back. Energy will come back. So it's so important to be cognizant that every single moment, with every breath, not even a minute, with every breath, you are creating your future. So be cognizant of the thoughts, be cognizant of others. You know what? The best way to start creating a better future is to start living from your heart center. Go in with love. You cannot lose. No matter what the outward situation is like, you will conquer. You will be victorious if you go in from your heart center, regardless of how you're being attacked.
So someone could say, well, I don't have money, so how do I vibrate with money if I don't have it? How can I be generous if I don't have the money to be generous with, quote unquote?
Start with your heart. Why do you think that you don't have money? Is it a job situation? Is it something that just happened financially? Do you think that you deserve money? Do you think that the universe should provide you with money? Are you using the energies properly? Because you could only get money if you are vibrant, if you believe it in your, if you are thinking of it, if you are emotionally confident, and you are spiritually believing that you deserve it. Because you have to vibrate in a higher frequencies in order to attain your desires. What is in your mind can be brought into physical realities if you reach that vibration. So if you don't have money right now, but you want money, you need to align yourself first. Okay? There's other things in your life that can make you confident. If you have skills, you're confident in yourself, your self-esteem. All of these things need to be built up so that you are vibrating from a higher frequency where your thoughts and your emotions and your physical, sensory, all vibrations, spiritual vibrations are connected together, and you know you deserve this, and nothing will stop you from getting that job. Nothing will stop you from manifesting what is in your mind into your physical realities. You see, working with energy requires working with your consciousness fields. If you want something in the outworld, in your physical world, it has to start in the consciousness. Otherwise, you're not going to be able to attain it. So you have to start in your consciousness. Look at the Empire State Building, okay? It started in the mind, right? It started in a consciousness. Bam, years later, you have the Empire State Building. So start with your consciousness as to your finances. What is it that you want? Is it perhaps that maybe you've all these jobs that you've had or dead-end jobs and none of them had filled your heart with passion or interest or something that you wanted to do? Is that why maybe that perfect job is not coming to you, because you're not looking, you're not focusing all your energies on that perfect job? Do you think you deserve that perfect job? Do you think you deserve that money? Visualize it. Align yourself. Visualize it. Visualize the money come to you. Use the energy by being in harmony with that thought. I am going to have the perfect job that fills my heart with passion, that holds my interest. And I believe and decree that this is so. And then use your physical body to attain it. Get on the internet. Be confident that it is coming. When you align yourself with a frequency, it has no choice but to deliver. It's the law of physics. That's not a want.
I hope people that need to hear this can hear this, because if they can't hear it from you, Dr. Anna Harvey, I don't know who they can hear it from. But if you're feeling like you want to connect more with the energy that Dr. Anna Harvey is putting out, go to LEPEducation.com.
Yep, www.LEPEducation.com. Or if you want live questions answered, I can be found on Patreon.com. So if you have any specific personal questions that you want answered, absolutely jump on there. I'll be very happy to help you.
Well, when we jump back, we're going to talk more with Dr. Anna Harvey. And a little later on, we're going to have our Ask Dorothy question. And after that, Alexis Arai is going to be our live musical guest, all on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition right after this.
The Little Dog That Could is the fantastically true story of a man and a little dog that came into his life as his mentor to help him understand the world beyond his human senses and to experience life, love, and healing beyond his human understanding. Best-selling author Filippo Voltaggio, who currently hosts the highly regarded Life Changes show, is an internationally known singer, speaker, and life coach. Filippo offers up his own story, how one little surprise package in fur and four legs transformed his life unexpectedly forever and furthered his path of self-discovery. In The Little Dog That Could, Filippo brings to life the meaning of the adage, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Through the reading of this book, you will experience the journey of real miracles that transcend time, space, and logic while gaining practical tools that will help you navigate your way. The Little Dog That Could is available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For more information, visit thelittledogthatcould.com. That's thelittledogthatcould.com.
Listening to the Life Changes Show, live from Vortex Dome LA, with your host, Filippo Boccaccio. You can visit us online at lifechangesshow.com, via Twitter at Life Changes Show, and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We are back. Our guest is Dr. Anna Harvey, retired psychology professor and author of several successful education and metaphysical books, one of which we are talking about today, Only Good Comes to Me, and then LEP, two books on LEP. You know, one of the things that excited me about you, Anna, was the fact that you come from a psychology, not just a psychology background, but you are a psychology professor. And I know so much of this is rooted in psychology, but not a lot of psychologists talk like this, right?
No, actually, no. That's part of the reason why I retired. Psychology is really rooted in mental and emotional aspects. Psychology is, you know, only barely touches on spirituality. And without that piece, a person is not whole. You can't address the entire body without including spirituality. That was one of the biggest problems that I've had actually in my career, where all of the psychology textbooks only touch on spirituality, but they do not place any kind of an importance on spirituality in the person's overall life. Even in the way that we teach our students today, it's almost a shame that we are not giving them a balanced, a complete overview of what it takes to live a healthy, mentally and emotional life. So absolutely. Psychology is great, but metaphysics and spirituality must be incorporated in order for the person to be able to grow beyond the human level, because we are spiritual beings first. And humans second, not the other way around. And people, when they have a spiritual foundation, so many problems can be solved, because spiritual foundation offers support, inner support that you don't get in just straight psychology. So, but I also wanted to touch on something else on that commercial that you just had about the dog. Unconditional love is what animals teach. They are really our greatest teachers, is animals. And I'm so glad that the movement is now to actually care for animals and make it illegal, you know, to hurt animals, because animals teach us not only unconditional love, but they teach us an accepting attitude of how to live. So, you know, I don't know if that was your book. I think it was your book.
It was.
Okay. I'm going to buy it. I know that for sure. Because I'm a big proponent of that. In fact, that's something that I'm very passionate about, because people don't realize that our greatest teachers sometimes come in fur. Okay. And that's so important to realize. You cannot get the kind of support and unconditional love from human beings that is so just overwhelming that you can from animals. And it really is because of their accepting, you know, attitude and just, I mean, they're pure love. So I'm very excited about your book.
You know, I'm excited that we have connected, because I feel like there's so much more. When we talked, and then these words started to come out of your mouth that were not only affirmations, but they were rooted in an energy. And when I shared that with you, you said, it's spirit.
It is spirit. And it's decrees that it's just, by the way, I'm not a big proponent of the words affirmations, because affirmations, they don't really, they're not strong enough for the energy. Decrees is really where we need to be, because a decree is a command. The universe doesn't want you to ask. The universe wants you to tell it. Okay, it's your free will. You have to have the confidence to command the energy to do things, you know. So, you know, decree is a much better word than that. But when I give my lectures and my seminars, it really is spirit. I'm connected to the source consciousness, and it is spirit that gives these messages. I want to empower the world, because everyone has the same power as God. We are all a spark of God from the source consciousness. Thus, we possess the same power as God. We are all powerful human beings, and we can create anything that we desire. The problem is that people don't know that. They don't work with energy enough to know that. That spirit that talks through me is that same spirit that everybody else has, and that's our power. It's we can use this, and you are a powerful human being. Every single one of us can have anything that you desire. If you only work from your heart center and you work with energies, and you know that you are connected to that God, don't ever lose that connection. Because if you believe, you will achieve. That is true. It's always been true.
And, you know, Anna, let me run this by you, because one of my thoughts when you said you could achieve anything you desire. So if somebody desires a particular car that currently costs all kinds of money, yes, potentially they can achieve that. Will that make them happy? Not necessarily. However, if they are in alignment, they may or may not want or need that, actually, right?
Exactly. You see, once you start working with energy, you will realize that what you wanted really wasn't what you wanted. Okay. And this is the beautiful part about working with frequencies. When you're in the lack and survival stage, you want a lot of shiny, beautiful, brilliant things. Okay. You want it all. You want it today. And the more you work with energy and the higher frequencies that you get, you honestly realize what's important. You are finding that people that vibrate very high actually want very little, because they have learned that it's the peace and joy and love in your heart. It's that alignment that is much more important than that flashy car. Now, does that mean they're not going to have a flashy car? No. If it's aligned with them, and that is for their highest good, within the energy feels that they're working, they will achieve it. But they will achieve it because the intent was pure, and they were able to vibrate at that level because the intent was pure. It wasn't for selfish reasons to show off or whatever. It was because they genuinely wanted that, and for pure reasons, pure intent, they were able to draw that from, again, you're working with energies, draw that from your conscious mind into your physical reality. That's how everything in the world is made. It starts in the mind. Every pencil, every marker, everything that you see around you had to start in somebody's mind first before it was created into the physical world, right? Why would that not work for everything else in the universe? There's no other way energy works. It starts in the consciousness, and if the energy is pure and the intent is pure, it will manifest. Whether it's a factory full of pens, or whether it's your car, whether it's that perfect relationship, it even works for health and erasing karma, because energy is everything. Well, if energy is everything, that means we can manipulate energy for everything. Really, again, it's, you know, these are not like top, these are not, you know, secret. They're secrets. This is the law of physics. That's how the universe works.
I don't know if I'm supposed to say I believe or amen. I don't know. I'm just going to say thank you. And I am so glad we've connected and we've shared this on our show. Only Good Comes to Me is the new book by Dr. Anna Harvey. And of course, she's got two lived experience phenomena books. You can find all of this at lepeducation.com. And of course, as she mentioned, she is on Patreon. You could find her there. And she answers questions and does one-on-one, and she does all kinds of stuff. So find her on Patreon and find her at lepeducation.com. Thank you so much, Anna.
Thank you.
And great
to
know you.
Thank you for your time, and I'm definitely going to buy the book.
Okay. Well, thank you, and looking forward to more Dr. Anna Harvey, lepeducation.com.
Thank you again. May God bless.
God bless indeed. Ah, and with that, we have our Ask Dorothy question.
Dear Dorothy, this is Alice, and I am so grateful for all of the good advice you have given me in the past. You helped me work through my relationship issues, and I was able to see clearly the pattern I had been repeating again and again. Instead of falling in love with everyone I went out with, I began to examine my needs more carefully. With your assistance, I made a list of what I was looking for in a divine compliment, and I am really excited with finding a new man that I have fallen in love with. He appears to meet most of the things I have been looking for in a man. We've had several dates, and he says he loves me, but he has not said he is in love with me. And a very nice guy has asked me out, and I would go out with him if my new guy is not falling for me like I am for him. What should I do?
My dear friend, congratulations on clearing your previous dating patterns. Fortunately, there is a very simple solution to your present issue. This is a time for all of us to speak our truth and ask others to speak their truths too. Since Robert has told you he loves you, I believe he should be able to handle an inquiry from you. You could choose to simply speak your truth and ask him if he would like to continue dating and have it be exclusive. In other words, you can tell him that you really like him so much and want to seriously discover if this is the relationship you've been waiting for, and that you don't really want to date others until both of you have figured out where this relationship is going. If he says that he too wants to go forward with you exclusively, then you have your answer. If he says it is too early, then you will have a decision to make. And please, dear Alice, I caution you to be willing to slow down, even if he says he wants to be exclusive. Since you've had only a few dates, there is so much for both of you to experience and learn about one another. There are so many conversations that would be helpful for both of you to have. A great way to truly discover if two people have a future together is to answer the questions you will find at the website www.36questionsinlove.com. Many of my clients have done this and discovered after three or four questions that the love they have for one another isn't going to work long term. Others have found that these 36 questions make it clear that they could have fun together exploring what being in love means. I trust that you and Robert will enjoy this exercise and get to really know one another. I look forward to hearing how this all works out for you.
Thank you, Dorothy. And if you have a question for Dorothy, please write her at askdorothy@lifechangesshow.com.
And we'll be right back with our musical guest, Alexis Arai, on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition right after this.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, LifeChangesNetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@LifeChangesNetwork.com.
We are back, and our musical guest is here, Alexis Araí. She's from Nebraska. She'll tell us more about that in a moment. She's a singer, songwriter, and she's the front person of a band. She's been on The Voice, American Idol, and Tengo Talento, Mucho Talento. Welcome, Alexis Araí, to the show.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me.
Of all shows for you to be on, what'd you think of this?
I absolutely loved every minute of what Anna had to say. I mean, that's the way I live life. You know, like I am into that, the law of attraction. And so it was just a great reminder to just listen and absorb everything that she had to, you know. Say.
Right. And I was thinking about her while you and I were talking the past couple of days. It's like, wow, you know, there's so much synergy here. And you know, you have learned so much along the way. A lot of people start out singing, myself included, and even out and about at very young ages. But you were like pretty much touring like 6 or 7 years old.
Yeah, I started very young. I started in a mariachi band. And so every weekend was, you know, gigs. I didn't live in a regular childhood as far as, you know, playing with my friends, you know. So it's quite different, but I absolutely loved it. I don't regret it at all.
Well, you know, something else that very few people have done to do The Voice, American Idol, and Tengo Talento, Mucho Talento, which is another big show in Mexico as far as talent is concerned. The experience of the three of them, what can you say about that?
You know, they were amazing experiences. Although I wasn't the winner of you know, the three shows, it was still so fun. And I was just honored to be there and to be able to perform in front of the judges. And, you know, I still have friendships that I've made when I was there. And so the experience was almost indescribable because it's something that helped me learn and become the musician that I am today.
Well, that reminds me, we want to say thank you and hello to Peter Pergolides from The Voice, who you came to know as your, coach?
Yes, Peter was my vocal coach on The Voice, my favorite. When I tell him every time, you know, you were my favorite vocal coach, and I still do the vocal lessons that he showed me up until this day. So that's, you know.
That's great. That's great to hear. Well, let's hear a song. So interestingly enough, you started off singing mariachi music. Is that correct in saying mariachi music?
Yes, you're saying it perfectly.
Oh, okay. So then you kind of went into folk-ish in English.
I wouldn't necessarily call it folkish. I guess I call it the Alexis genre, right? Because I can't really seem to name it, you know. And I think I've told you this before. I actually dream about my melodies, you know. I with an image and everything. One of the songs I wrote, like I told you before, was of a little girl, beautiful girl with blue eyes, brown hair, playing the piano, grand piano, singing the song, the melody that I wrote, in a white room. And, you know, I immediately woke up, recorded it on my phone, and, you know, created the song the next day. So it's just, it comes to me, the melodies. So I wouldn't necessarily know how to call it, what type of genre it would be.
Well, we're going to get to hear it, actually. And so one of the songs is which you're going to do now. We've actually posted the official video on our website for Alexis Arai, but we're going to get to hear it live unplugged. And is this going to be you and guitar, you playing the guitar?
Yes, so I'm going to be singing two songs if we have time. If you let me sing two songs. This first one is just me with my guitar, and the second one is a Latin song with my fiance and I.
Well, we'll get to the second one in a moment. So this first one is called Spinning. So here is Alexis Arai performing Spinning live on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition.
Thank you so much. I wonder if you dream of me the way I dream of you. Oh, I wonder if you think about the year of 30 when you shared the feelings that you had for me on the merry-go-round, on that cold, dark night with no sound, as we're spinning around and around where our love was first found. You told me you never felt this way before you met me. Your heart was racing as it was the fear that you'd face. I felt your heart pound as you started to frown from all the spinning. I started to laugh as you began to gag. Then you smiled at me. Then you told me that loving, it felt like a dream. Where I was your queen and you were my king. You told me that loving, where the planet froze and we're the only ones moving. It felt like a scene from a movie, where the moon lit your face as we glazed at the stars. We can fly through the galaxy, we can visit Mars, we can travel far, just you and me. Then you told me that love, and I told you I love you too. On the merry-go-round, on that cold, dark night with no sound, as we're spinning around and around and around, that cold, dark night with no sound, then you told me that you loved me, and I told you I love you too.
Alexis Arai. I need to let people know how to spell that. So Alexis is A-L-E-X-I-S, and Arai is A-R-A-I. And you can find her at alexisaraimusic.com. That's her website. Or She's on Instagram at Alexa Sarai Music. So that's really easy. And Alexis, did you grow up speaking Spanish first, or was it both at the same time?
You know, I think I would say it was both at the same time, because my mom speaks fluent English and Spanish. And obviously my dad, his first language is Spanish. So I guess I can't really tell you it's both at the same time, because it was always bilingual in my household.
Well, you say obviously, but the audience might not know. Is it your father that comes from? Hold on. I want to say this. I want to try and say it. Is it Guanajuato, Guanajuato?
It's Guanajuato, Mexico. Yes.
Okay, Guanajuato. Okay, Mexico. All right. And that is famous for musicians, right? Tell us just a brief history on that.
Yeah, you know, Guanajuato is actually known for their art, music. And like I was telling you before, you know, you go to Guanajuato, and you will find the streets filled with just tons of musicians, live music, and, you know, different types of genres, up from music from the 1800s. It's absolutely gorgeous. I definitely recommend, you know, once COVID we're given the okay to, you know, travel, I recommend definitely visiting Guanajuato. It's absolutely
And then
gorgeous.
You shared something about a movie with me about that.
Yeah, well, the movie Coco, don't quote me on this because I don't want to, but they say that they based off that movie off of Guanajuato, and, you know, the movie Coco is filled with tons of cultural music that we know, and it's, you know, it's absolutely gorgeous if you haven't already seen the movie Coco.
Well, speaking of gorgeous, we're going to get to hear a song that's going to make those of us. Actually, I used to know how to cumbia. I think I could learn it again real quickly, especially to your music. So we're going to get to hear a cumbia. And joining Alexis on this is Mr. Mauricio Fernandez, right?
Mauricio Hernandez.
Oh, Hernandez.
Yes.
Okay. Sorry about that.
It's all okay. Right.
Okay. So we're going to get to hear a song called Olvidar, which means?
It means forget. And, you know, I wrote it because I wrote it in the times when COVID started happening and we couldn't do anything. And it was a song that I wanted to forget and just dance. That's what it means. So go ahead and get your dancing shoes ready, because we're going to make you dance and groove here with us.
Nice. So here is Alexis Araí performing her song Olvidar on the Life Changes Show Live.
Caminamos por las calles, vemos que todo no está bien, pero ahí vamos bien borrachos, pensando que todo está en cien. Todos queremos parrandear, para olvidar todo lo mal. El medio solo adormece por la tequila y el mezcal. Queremos olvidar, queremos bailar. Vamos para la playa a caminar. Vamos para la playa a olvidar. Vamos para la playa a caminar. Vamos para la playa para olvidar. Para 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 Caminamos por las calles, vemos que todo no está bien, pero ahí vamos bien borrachos, pensando que todo está en cien. Todos queremos parrandear, para olvidar todo lo mal. El medio suelo adormece, por la tequila y el mezcal. Queremos olvidar, queremos bailar. Vamos a la playa a caminar, vamos pa' la playa para olvidar, vamos pa' la playa a caminar. Vamos a la playa a olvidar. Vamos a la playa a caminar. Vamos a la playa a olvidar. Vamos a la playa a caminar. Vamos a la playa a olvidar.
Oh, sorry, I had to stop dancing and come back.
I'm so glad that's what we
want to
do. So,
vamos a la playa. Couldn't agree more. You know, I was visualizing a video of all of us being able to, you know, when it's time and all that, rip off masks and just,
yes,
you know, just start dancing with each other on the playa. Yeah. I heard something about tequila and mezcal. I'm just saying. Anyway, Alexis Araí. Alexis Araí Music. Again, Araí is A-R-A-I. So AlexisAraíMusic.com and also Alexis Araí on Instagram. Alexis, and thank you, Mauricio Hernandez.
Gracias.
So excited for you and your music and that you, you're venturing out with a new album and all in the this genre. What are you calling this, Alexis Latina?
So it's gonna be, I completely changed my genre to all Latin music, and you can also find that on my YouTube channel and my website, www.alexisaraimusic.com. And my group is called Alexis Araí y su Grupo Latino. So if my band members are out there listening, I'm giving you a shout out. And these guys are just absolutely talented and phenomenal and humble. I tell them every day, I'm so honored just to have them, you know, and to be able to create music together, because we love just making people get off their chair and just dance. That's what our mission and our goal is. And like I said, I want to just give and you know, like the song says, queremos olvidar. We want to forget, right? And dance. We just want to dance. So.
Well, I'm sure we're all dancing in our minds and in our hearts now, especially after this show between you, Alexis, and our guest. So once again, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Big thank you to you, Alexis Araí, and to Dr. Anna Harvey. And that is our show. On behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Lee Donahue, and our producer and co-host, Mark Legere, I am your host, Filippo Voltaggio, reminding you that as your life changes, like ours surely did tonight, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at The Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.